Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on hatred for the enemy. They have the policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media and just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them. That's straight from Mike P.
Jump on your bike, let's hit the road.
Come on.
Fuck the 5-0, man, we out of control. Hey. I'm a bad motherfucker, riding through the night. A 50 motherfucker and I love to come on fight. Picture me rolling on my chopper on rims. Don't love.
Hey, how's it going? How's your weather?
Well, weather's fine. They're fucking around already.
Yeah. That happens.
Yeah.
So, they got another priest, well, minister, for the same scenario, and abusing children in my state.
Oh, yeah?
Just arrested today. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And the thing is, what he did here, he left and went to a different place in Ohio. And so now that charges are going to be brought up against him. They're going to extradite him back to Chicago.
Wow.
I guess they just don't want to learn. Kids are kids. Leave them alone.
Yeah. True.
Sick asses. Sorry.
No, no worries. Like, I'm just looking at this page views today was 11,024. And page views since the first of the year, 1,959,402.
Wow.
And yesterday we had 245,969.
No kidding. Damn. Oh, I'm on the... So how were events over the weekend? Were they good? Did you get a chance to get to them all?
No, not all of them.
Oh,
but
okay.
Not all of them, but Bill's was good.
Did you get to the important one up north? And Bill's, of course.
Well, I got the Bill's, the one up north, no.
Oh, okay.
A couple of setbacks.
It's understandable.
But I got ass chewings.
I'm sure you did.
But once they found out what the reason was,
that
problem.
Was different. Yeah.
Yeah.
Understandable. So, how was your St. Patty's?
It was good.
Good. I don't celebrate myself. I find it annoying, but you know, I'm not Irish. Not making fun of the Irish at all.
Yeah.
I just don't view it as something to celebrate. Anyhow, so how's work? How's the family?
Everything's good.
Good.
Aches and pains here and there, but everything's good.
Well, that's because you're old and the rest of us are not.
Yeah, speak for yourself.
Sorry.
You'll get there.
You know what? No. That's what I keep saying. No?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But today I guess the you know, with all the guns and all that bullshit going on, gun legislation.
Yeah.
The assault weapons ban was dropped from the Senate bill.
Okay.
Yeah, it won't be included in major gun legislation that to take shape this week, all but guaranteeing it won't pass Congress.
Wow.
Yeah. Senate Majority Leader Harry Sam Alley of the National Rifle Association informed Californian Senator Dianne Feinstein on Monday that the proposal to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines won't be included in a broad package of a new gun law that's taking shape this weekend. Will be considered in April. People say, well, you are disappointed. Obviously, I'm disappointed, Feinstein told reporters Tuesday. Weinstein has worked on violence issues for decades. The move waters down President Obama and Vice President Joe Biden's push for a broad new gun control in the wake of the shootings in Newtown, Connecticut, where approximately 20 school children were killed and 6 adults. But I got a little video to go with that, so let me play the video.
Okay.
Why do fellow shredders get such great reviews? They're built tough.
Yep. That's the one thing I got to deal with when I use
and
these.
And packed with smart technology to keep you out of jams.
That's why I try not to have any sponsors.
Free.
We can be free to say what we want.
If I might pose a question to the senior senator from California, in your response to Senator Cornyn, you mentioned that there's some 100 pages of the bill that specify...
You know, I just want everybody to know Dianne Feinstein's on the fence about this with the guns control, but I don't think a lot of people know she has a concealed weapons permit. Did you know that?
I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, figure.
Back to the video.
Particular firearms that if this bill were passed, Congress would have deemed prohibited. It seems to me that all of us should begin as our foundational document with the Constitution. And the Second Amendment in the Bill of Rights provides that the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The term, the right of the people, when the framers included it in the Bill of Rights, they used it as a term of art. That same phrase, the right of the people, is found in the First Amendment. The right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition their government for redress of grievances. It's also found in the Fourth Amendment, the right of the people to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures. And the question that I would pose to the senior senator from California is, would she deem it consistent with the Bill of Rights for Congress to engage in the same endeavor that we are contemplating doing with the Second Amendment in the context of the First or Fourth Amendment, namely, would she consider it constitutional for Congress to specify that the First Amendment shall apply only to the following books and shall not apply to the books that Congress has deemed outside the protection of the Bill of Rights? Likewise, would she think that the Fourth Amendment's protection against searches and seizures properly apply only to the following specified individuals and not to the individuals that Congress has deemed outside the protection of the Bill of Rights?
Senator, you have a question.
Let me just make a couple of points in response. One, I'm not a sixth grader. Senator, I've been on this committee for 20 years. I was a mayor for 9 years. I walked in, I saw people shot, looked at bodies that have been shot with these weapons, the bullets that implode. In Sandy Hook, youngsters were dismembered. Look, there are other weapons. I've been up, I'm a lawyer. But after 20 years, I've been up close and personal to the Constitution. I have great respect for it. This doesn't mean that weapons of war, and the Heller decision clearly points out three exceptions, two of which are pertinent here. And so I mean, it's fine you want to lecture me on the Constitution. I appreciate it. Just know I've been here for a long time. I've passed on a number of bills. I study the Constitution myself. I am reasonably well educated, and I thank you for the lecture. Incidentally, this does not prohibit, you use the word prohibit, it exempts 2,271 weapons. Isn't that enough for the people in the United States?
Mr. Chairman.
Do they need a bazooka? Do they need other high-powered weapons that military people use to kill in close combat? I don't think so. So I come from a different place than you do. I respect your views. I ask you to respect my views.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Durbin, it's not time. Mr. Chairman, I can't add anything to that. Senator Cruz.
Mr. Chairman, I would ask yet another question of the senior senator of California. I think nobody doubts her sincerity or her passion. And yet at the same time, I would note that she chose not to answer the question that I asked, which is, in her judgment, would it be consistent with the Constitution for Congress to specify which books are permitted and which books are not, and to use the specific number?
The answer is obvious.
And if I may
could
I ask?
Could we keep on the... I appreciate we have a discussion on books. I know that they have that in your state of Texas, where your educational board tells people what books they should or should not read in their schools, something that we would not do in Vermont, but, you know, you... We're not going to talk about your right.
Well, yeah.
But let's stick to guns. I know
Mr. Chairman, I appreciate your acknowledging that the state of Texas allows books. I would specify a little more.
Yeah,
child pornography books? Child pornography protected by the First Amendment?
It's obvious that there are different tests on different amendments. And I think what the senator is going to point out was something that didn't occur to me at the moment. There are certain kinds of pornographic materials that would not be covered by the First Amendment.
And is it the view of the senior senator from California that Congress should be in the business of specifying particular books, or for that matter, with respect to the Fourth Amendment, particular individuals who are not covered by the Bill of Rights?
Sir, Congress is in the business of making law. The Supreme Court interprets the law. They strike down the law, they strike down the law. The tests in Heller, with respect to unusual weapons and two other things, I think do not cover, in other words, they cover an exemption for assault weapons. And if this is brought up before the court, if it should pass, I'm sure that argument will be made.
See, they can't even fucking talk to each other. Believe that shit?
Yeah. I believe it.
Huh?
I said I believe it.
Here's another one I got for you. This one is American police state expanding. This one's done by Big Brother. But a very startling report emerged Wednesday, which is tomorrow, spelling out another example of the loss of every dwindling rights and liberties in the U.S. According to the report, Obama has decided to allow all U.S. intelligence agencies the ability to scour America's finances and dig through the personal financial records of American citizens and anyone else who banks in this country.
Wow.
Thanks to the Patriot Act, the proposal already being argued by many legal experts as being permissible under U.S. law, allows for the consolidation of federal policing agencies and their ability to combine and compare military intelligence with criminal records and America's financial data. Filled with the commonly used justification, move is necessary to further enhance the government's ability to track down and find potential terrorist networks. What the fuck is wrong with these people?
I don't know.
Banks in the United States are already required to report any transactions of 10,000 or more, all labeled suspicious activity, to the Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. And the FBI already has access to the financial database in question, but the CIA and NSA currently have to file for the information on a case-by-case basis. Obama wants to make sure all federal policing agencies and U.S. intelligence agencies have easier access to the same information. Dated March 4th and still in early stages of planning, it's not quite clear when the action actually goes into effect, but Obama, his administration, has every intent on seeing the proposal go through its implementation. Since the Patriot Act became law, over 25,000 financial institutions, including banks, securities, casinos, and wire transfer agencies have been feeding the gigantic and always growing database with the private financial records of everyone who makes a transaction falling under the suspicious activity with the and now every spy agency in the country is going to have access to those records whenever they wish and without a warrant. Written during the Clinton administration and implemented under the Bush following 9/11, the Patriot Act, which began the process of total consolidation of all federal policing and intelligence agencies in America, is now almost complete under the Obama administration. So basically, we're fucked.
Pretty much. And what I don't understand is you know, there's things that take place. You know, people could go to Wenders or something like that, but then that's going to give these guys, you know, any right to go and peek in because they want to be nosy and see what the average American is doing.
And the bad part is you can't stop them.
Nope. Just like our phone records or anything else, can't stop it.
Nope.
But it pisses me off. Used to be able to be safe. Well, actually, were we actually safe, or did we just assume we were? And they didn't want to talk about it way back when.
It's just like when they arrest you. They don't have to tell anybody where you're at.
Nope.
No.
That's true.
They don't have to tell you where they're at. And then I got, like, Henry just told me that they had the police. Outside of work today. See, I'm over on the Navy base on the other end. I'm about 8 or 9 miles south of where these guys were today, but they had the police out there, and the trolley station goes right by the entrance. And they were giving out people going across the street, crossing the street. They were giving them $400 tickets. And for some of those guys, that's a week's work.
Yeah, pretty much.
But they were getting jaywalkers, all kinds of... Hey, every once in a while, like a couple years ago, some guy hit a guy crossing the street, but the guy ran in front of the butt. It's the same thing with parking. They nabbed you for the parking down there. It's $72 right off the bat. And if you don't, it doubles, it triples. After it triples, that's when they pull your license.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's not ever going to change. It's going to get to a point to where everything that we know is going to be no more. We're going to be the cattle.
Yeah. I mean, right now we got... I got another one I got today. This is, I haven't heard it yet, so. Let's see. Here we go. Let me pop this in. This one's called An Open Message to Police and the Military.
This is an open message to police, to the military, to TSA, Homeland Security, and to members of every other enforcement arm of the government. I know that most of you chose the life in uniform because you love your country, because you believed in what that uniform stood for, because you genuinely wanted to serve and protect. But I also know that deep down inside, you sense that something has gone terribly wrong. You've watched with the rest of us as elected officials have legislated our constitutional rights away piece by piece. You've watched as the state surveillance apparatus has expanded like a cancer through the heart of the nation. And you've seen the corruption has become more blatant with every passing year. I can understand why you haven't wanted to acknowledge the implications of what you're witnessing. To face the reality of what's happening would mean admitting that you've been betrayed. And it would mean coming to terms with the fact that you are working for criminals. I don't envy your position. I know your job depends on following orders. I know you have families to support and bills to pay. And I know if you stand up, you could lose everything. But what you need to understand is that continuing to submit to unconstitutional and immoral orders will not protect you from what's coming. You may tell yourself that you can draw your line in the sand later, that there's a certain point where you'll say no. But in reality, you crossed the line a long time ago. You are standing on the wrong side of history right now. You are already participating in the destruction of this country and the trampling of our rights, of your children's rights, and your grandchildren's rights. You are the enforcement arm of a criminal enterprise. You are a servant of a rapidly expanding police state. You do have a choice. I'm not telling you this to condemn you. I'm telling you this because we, the people, desperately need you to take a stand. We desperately need you to have the courage to face your commanding officers and tell them no. I didn't sign lawful orders. He took an oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. It's time to start taking that oath.
California, sometimes in prison, they have solitary confinement, and a judge in California just ruled that California's solitary confinement lawsuit should have its day in court. It was posted today. Still there?
Down.
think I'm going to play a little Charlie Baker ride while he fixes his problem.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I had to take your call. I didn't mean to be rude.
No worries. But,
so, but anyways, oh, I'm sorry. Do we have another caller, or is it just you and I?
No, you and I for right now.
Okay. No, like I said, I don't know what degree everything's going to be to the point to where are they going to issue us all cards or IDs or...
No, you're going to get a chip.
Well, I know about that. And, you know, the funny thing is now, like I was talking a couple of shows back, when it comes to next year with the insurance, it all is going to go to Obamacare. So now in Obamacare, in the fine print, it states in regards to the H1N1. Now in the H1N1, that's where they place the chip, which you get injected with. And people aren't going to know it.
Yeah, you get injected with what?
The H1N1 vaccine. I'm sorry. But the chip is supposed to be inside that vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once that chip gets implanted, well, then there's all your financial, there's everything, medical, everything on you will be on that chip. So that's why I keep referring to the sheep. The cattle, you know, because that's basically what we're going to be.
Well, you bend over once, you're going to bend over twice.
Yeah, but you know what? Going to refuse it, you know, I'm sure they'll figure out something to detain you in order to make sure you get it.
Yeah.
And for what? When should that actually be forced? You know, I mean... I don't know. I don't care if they know my medical information. Knock your socks off. You know what I mean? I have nothing to hide. I've never been an addict. I've never, nothing. So I don't care about that. But when it comes to, you know, they want to know how you spend. They already do. Every time you swipe a card, every time you write a check, they know what the hell you're doing. So what else do they want? Blood?
Yeah.
I guess we don't want to go there.
Well, go for it.
But, you know, it's annoying. I mean, I'm sitting there. It's like, you know, I'm telling people, you know, what are you worried about your insurance for now? Wait until next year, because come next year, guess what? You are not going to have a choice because it's all going to convert to one, everything, except for the states.
Right.
That's what pisses me off. You're not even going to get a choice. It's not like Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Aetna, UnitedHealthcare. Now it's just strictly, you know, this is it.
Mm-hmm. That's
makes
true.
Me so pissed off.
Well, you know, what are you going to do?
Right.
Because if you bend over once, you're going to bend over twice.
I know. But like I said, the point of bending over, you don't even have to bend over anymore. Because they're just coming at you face to face. This is it. You don't have a choice. Get over it. And, you know, the sad thing is, yeah, they've talked about the cutbacks and everything else in regards with state insurance, you know, towards children and stuff like that, you know. But they haven't finalized everything yet in regards to the complete Obamacare or how they're going to handle things or what they're going to do. So that's still... being work then. So what we've read so far, yeah, it's what they'd want to do. It's what they want to cut back on, you know. But say if you're not working, you know, and you go and get the state insurance, well, of course they're going to cover to a certain degree. But they're going to have the right to choose what they're going to be able to do. And all I'm sitting here thinking, you know, if it's adults and if it's not a life-threatening emergency, meaning, you know, if they have a sciatic problem or something like that, if they want to deal with the fact of, you know, heat pack, cold pack, whatever, if you want a muscle relaxer, if you don't, you know, it's fine, whatever. You know, that's minor, but when you're talking major surgery or anything that majorly has to be done, and they're going to sit there and be able to play God with your life, who gives them that right? Is anybody doing that to them? No. You know why we can't? Because it's who they are and who we're not.
Yeah.
That's not fair. You know, I sit there and I look at my grandson and I think, oh, well, we have one surgeon that, you know, we know for a fact will take his insurance. But
yeah.
Now we have the cranial neurosurgeon and we have the facial neurosurgeon. We don't know yet.
Hello, friend.
Yeah,
hi, friend.
Hey there. How you doing, everybody? I'm not going to stay on long. It's been a rough day at DMV.
Mm-hmm.
Just to let everybody know, if you use bill pay in California for your vehicles, they'll take your money. And no, guess what? It's not paid for. It's not registered. It's none of that. So at that point, if you're in California, old-fashioned check, go to DMV website, do it that way, but don't use bill pay because you're going to get screwed. Two, if your tags are not up to date and you happen to be parked in a parking spot, then you better pay the meter because you'll get a parking ticket on top of a missing tag on top of that, which actually... I guess I didn't get hurt too terribly bad because it was $43 for a parking ticket plus another $38 for no tag. So it's getting a little pricey. If I had been parked in a handicapped spot, that would have been the $32, $38 plus the $400-something parking in a handicapped spot because I guess I'm no longer handicapped because my tag is out of date.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so what I would strongly suggest is consumer beware, primarily because they're very happy to take your money and they don't register it. I now have to fill out, on top of paying late fees on three vehicles, I will also have to fill out paperwork to get back the money that I had paid them for those tags, for those three vehicles.
Wow.
Wow.
On your tags, is that on your bike or on your car?
That was two bikes and a car. And actually, the tags on the car and one bike isn't due until tomorrow, the 20th.
Okay. And that's
but
like
I still have
40
to say late fees.
Oh, yeah,
I have
well,
to pay late
of course.
Fees for those. It's
well,
not late, though. It's not late until tomorrow, the 20th.
Okay, so your tags are 40-something for a car and a bike, correct?
No, that was the parking ticket and because the tag was out of date.
Oh, I'm sorry. My mistake.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, if that's what the price of your tags are, you should get your tags here in this state and see how you
no,
feel about
not...
that nice rub up the butt.
You can't do that either.
That wasn't the price of the tags, but the a bite is a bite is a bite.
No, I know. But here it's so insane. I mean, I swear if it goes up anymore, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if you see more people in the summer riding a bicycle.
Well, it depends on the system, because, like, I remember at one point we actually had registered our vehicle in Connecticut.
Right.
Until Connecticut went to the value of the vehicle. And that you were playing on the value of the vehicle.
Well, see now, in the state of Indiana, okay,
yeah.
Which is the next state on the east side of me, okay, that's what they go by. That's how they always have, you know, as they go by, like, your blue book, what the year of your vehicle is in regards to your tax. Now, in the state of Illinois, it's all across the board, it's $98. $98 for a little sticker. A little sticker.
I paid $125 for one, $138 for the other, and just to change out plates, not pass due or anything, change out plates, I had to pay another $34, and then there was another $100 and something for the pass due plate, for just tax, for a sticker.
You
Even
know what the tags are for
the
motorcycle? The tags for a motorcycle are $10, $20.
No, that's for the bike. The bike I just paid was $125. It was a bike today.
Yeah. You did not enjoy that well.
It was lucky, however, because the woman at the DMV, I was lucky. I was really, really lucky. The woman understood the stress level, because not only did I have to do that, it's the one thing that I don't do well is having to remove John from things.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's hard.
And I had to remove him off of two of the vehicles.
Right.
Wow.
And, but the woman at DMV, she was
wonderful.
She was wonderful.
Yeah.
If I could have had anybody, she so took care of me that...
Did you put a little paper to give her an attaboy?
No, but I think I will probably next week or something bring her a bouquet of flowers or something as a thank you.
Mm-hmm.
She even ended up having to work OT time because she was taking care of all my paperwork.
Oh, wow.
And so it's not, you know, it's funny because you oftentimes don't get to hear the good stories.
Right.
This was a good story. This woman was, she went beyond the call of duty on this. And I truly, truly appreciated it. Even then, I sat in the parking lot for a good 45 minutes. Even then, I probably shouldn't have driven home, but you can't stay in a parking lot forever.
Yeah.
After that, they start sending the police around as to, you know, do I arrest you or do, you know, what do I do? But I just thought I'd let everybody know that, make sure that if you do renew your license plates and so forth or whatever with DMV, that you do it with a personal check. I'm sure most people in California know that you cannot pay with a credit card. So please make sure that you have ample cash on you or a check that is amply covered, because you don't want to have a check bounce with them either.
Mm-hmm.
That is not a good that's not a good sign.
Hitting double.
Is that what they do?
Yeah, they
double
it. Yeah, they double it.
Well,
it's just like the court system, they double it.
Something you also have to understand, here in California, it's kind of like it's kind of like being put on the bad boy list and bad girl list, whatever. But that's like being evicted from an apartment in California. Is one of the worst things that you could actually have done, because that will follow that person around and then try and get a be checked to get a new another apartment. It doesn't matter if it's even 5 years later, that eviction will stay with you. And it's so there's a little, you know, this little man that lives in the computer that says, you don't want that one. No matter, it doesn't matter what the excuse was or whatever.
Yeah.
In California, it will stay with you. However, I do believe that there is a really good motorcycle event, I think, this weekend, this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's dealing with our veterans.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully I will see people there. I'm going to apologize. Do you know which Harley Davidson that they're going to?
I think it's Mike's.
Is it Mike's? Okay.
Yeah. Mike's is San Diego Harley.
Okay. 8-3 start, I think. Does that ring a bell?
What was it?
I think it's an 8:30 start. 8:30 to 10. Okay. Are you going?
No, I will be working on the USS Macon Island. We're redoing a lot of the piping and JP5 systems, as well as the stacks for the jet turbine exhaust.
You're going to be playing with the big boy stuff.
Well, right, I get to play with the big boy toys.
You get to play with the big boy toys.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to try and make that event. There's also another, now when is it that people are going out to Arizona?
Oh, for that the run?
Big run. Yeah, Puma run.
There's also a 56th anniversary party for one gentleman. But
When is that?
56th is Sunday the 14th of April.
Sunday the 14th. Okay, because there's another first or second run that is dealing for the Wounded Warriors. I'll get you more information on that.
The only thing I say about that, Fran, is if you're gonna decide you want to help those guys, you just need to make sure that it's going to the right place. It's not going
These bikers, they're all veterans. You know it's going to go to the right place.
Yeah.
It's not being put on by the Wounded Warriors, but the money is going to be going into assisting the Wounded Warriors. So, and one of the, Sam, oh, I can never remember all those stupid letters, but a motorcycle group that I have worked with before, if them Goldwingers are hanging in it, then you know that you better not cross it.
Yeah.
Or you could cross it, but you'll be wearing the cross.
Right.
I don't have a problem.
Don't forget April 12th is the bike blessing at Bill's.
Okay. I think this with these bikers is also a bike blessing. They're doing a bike blessing, and the money and so forth will be going to charity. I will, whatever you have, if you'll just email it to me and I'll see what I can attend. And I will try and get things in order of one kind or another. At this point, I'm going to say goodnight, everyone. And
It's April 19th through the 22nd.
The 22nd. Okay.
Yeah, April 19th. To the 22nd.
Okay, that's the Yuma. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I say at this point I need to jump into a hot shower and let that water run.
You have so much. That's not a picture I want in my head right now.
Honey, believe me.
It's frightful. But then again, seeing my bike with all the stuff on it is frightful too. So it's all good. I mean, I'm scared the best of them.
Yeah, you missed Bill's first St. Patty's Day party.
Oh, see, I was in class for 2 days.
Uh-huh.
I was in class.
Yeah, it was a good turnout.
Good. As always, I will be there next year. I will be there next year. Hopefully there's not conflict of me having to go to class. But I say stay well, everybody, and make sure that those notices come into you properly so that everything will be taken care of.
Good
night, all.
Good night, all.
Love to all.
Yeah, she's still carrying a lot of baggage.
Yep. That's hard.
So you're saying about what's the update on your grandson?
Well.
How's Jonathan's journey doing?
Not great.
Yeah.
There's a lot of issues there. People issues, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to mind their own business.
Yeah.
Which puts a lot of block on it, which I don't understand it. You know, it's a child, for God's sake. It's not, you know. My daughter's thought was to get word out there, you know, let people be aware and everything else. And it's become more of an issue of regards of who I am than anything else. It really fucking pissed me off.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, I mean, trying to do something good for him, for people that want to know. I mean, there were even people on my daughter's page that had no idea that she was going through this, you know, because we were trying to keep it private. And, you know, for people to act like shits the way that they are, you know, I've actually seen where people liked it and wanted to help, and then next thing you know, they unlike it and everything else because of who I am. And that's my grandson. Fuck that.
Yeah.
You know, that's not cool. This is
a
baby. It's not anything to do with anything. It's a baby. And, you know, like I said, it's Megan has looked at the point of, you know, that's their fucking problem. It's not ours. And it's not like we're forcing it on anyone. You know what I mean? The only thing that I looked at, you know, was just like the page. Read about it, you know. I mean, before my son got here, he saw the picture of the CAT scan, you know, and it really got him, you know. And then the worst part was when he got here and saw him face to face, you know, you look at that photo, you look at, you know, then Jonathan face to face, and I mean, he's at a loss of words. He's like, except for just why?
Uh-huh.
You know, but why does anything happen to anybody? We don't know.
No, we don't
know. You
know
what I mean? But, you know, because he had overheard Megan and I talking about it, and he came into the conversation. He goes, you know, if nobody wants to be a part of it, fuck them.
Yeah.
You know what? We know what type of people we are. And if they don't like it, too goddamn bad, you know. But this is my nephew, and, you know, this is serious. It's not a game. It's not a game.
Yeah.
So let them be how they want to be. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But what we've done is we've taken, in fact, acquaintances of, like, Ramona's and stuff, people have gone and they've seen, they've, like, photos, or I don't know if they've looked at the whole entire page, or they just, you know, because sometimes how Facebook is now, if you see something or click on something, zoop it, zips it through the news feed and everything, you know. So there's people that have gone and looked by seeing, you know, comments or whatever posted under a photo, or, you know, which is, has been a godsend. We've flapped out his page and other people's pages where other people have seen it. They've, you know, we went from like 75, I think we're at 98 now, 98 likes, you know. And, but, you know, like I said, in the long run, it's, I was, it just, like I said, just wanting to do this for the right reason. I am doing it for the right reason. The unfortunate thing is there's people out there that just don't give a damn. They don't care.
Yeah.
And that's life in a nutshell, you know. I mean, you can put it on your wall, but there's a lot of people that have a different thought about me because of ignorance, not the right information. And you know what? That's okay. That's
yeah,
okay.
But, yeah, well, don't even give them the satisfaction of talking about them.
Oh, no, but I just mean in general. This is about a child.
Mm-hmm.
Act like an adult, not like you're still in the playpen, period.
Yeah.
You know, and that's basically, I don't give a fuck, you know. I know what I got to do, and I know what I've been doing. And if nobody likes it, I don't give a damn. You know, I have other things to worry about than people think. If we all worried about what people think, oh, my God, we'd all be quiet.
Yeah.
We'd all be afraid to say something. I don't give a shit.
That's true.
Until people step a mile in someone else's shoes, shut your fucking pie hole.
Hey.
No? Sorry.
Yeah. Deep breath.
Sorry.
Take a deep breath.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I feel better?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, it's just hard. You know, because I know, I don't know what he's going through. But what I see, what we go through, you know, and everything else, and I'm just hoping the end results stay positive, you know?
You wish it. He's got a good corner.
Yeah. I look at it this way. Like I told my daughter, he will learn to have our strengths, believe it or not.
Yeah.
We're like a Timex. No matter what happens, we keep on ticking. I can't remember how that commercial goes, but, you know.
Sorry, listen.
Okay.
Socialists can provide you shelter, fill your belly with bacon and beans, treat you when you're ill, all the things guaranteed to a prisoner or a slave. Who said that?
That sounds so familiar.
Let me say it again. Can provide you shelter, fill your belly with bacon and beans, treat you when you're ill, all the things guaranteed to a prisoner or a slave.
Oh, Abraham Lincoln?
No.
No. Sorry.
Ronald Reagan.
Well, see, I didn't think he was a great president, but that's okay. That's my view.
Don't go there.
That's okay. That's why I said it's my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't look at a lot of politics back then. I just always thought, you know, here we have an actor that's a president. Ooh, you know, what's going to be next?
Yeah.
That was my mentality on it. Sorry.
No worries.
No, I'm not a hater. I just, you know.
Well,
Something like that is different. What? No. I mean, there were, you know, Bush, I can honestly say. I hate that. You know, the father and the son team, but, you know, can't change what's already been done.
Yeah. Well, I got something in the mail today.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to switch gears. But
I'm still waiting for a mail. Did I say that loud?
Yeah, you did. This is about lane splitting.
Okay.
As we call it, getting home safe is a shared responsibility.
Right.
Okay. So let me play this video real quick.
Okay.
This is about 30 seconds, 35 seconds. This talks about lane sharing.
Okay.
Stuck in traffic again. Splitting lanes like I always do. Stop and go. I was only going slightly faster than traffic. I saw it open. Sudden bang. I had no time to react. I didn't even see him. We all want to get home. Lane splitting is allowed in California if done safely. Drivers, check twice for motorcycles. Riders, give yourself time to react. Getting home safe is a shared responsibility.
Believe that?
You know, they do a lot of that here. I see it, like, all throughout the summer. Well, because that's when the bikes are out, you know. I don't have the
comments
that you do. Huh?
It's illegal to split lanes in Illinois. But
you
California,
know, they do it all the time. I've even seen them do it in front of cops, and the cops are like, la, 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 la. Because since I'm on the main road, you know, in town, it's actually kind of funny because, my block can be commercial residential, okay? And so I've even seen where people have gotten so pissed off by having to wait in traffic between two stoplights, you know, and they're stuck. You got to wait, you know. I've actually seen guys get up, come up on, like, through a neighbor's driveway and zip it down the sidewalk to the corner of the block. I'm like, are you kidding me? They get that damn impatient to wait between two stoplights. Unbelievable. And you know what? They do it all the time. And, you know, I see it so much where it's like, you know, if I see, like, there's little kids or something, you know, I don't know the kids or their parents or anything. It's like, get off the sidewalk. Don't be on the sidewalk because you never know. When Megan was little and just starting to ride a two-wheel bike, you know, there was a car that did that. Ashley came through a driveway or, you know, on the boulevard side with it. And to the sidewalk, I sat there screaming, you motherfucker, do you have any idea what the hell you're doing? There was a kid on the sidewalk, you know. I mean, I went crazy pissed. And, you know, I'm like, how would you like it if your kid was on the sidewalk and some asshole like you were doing this? Come on, you know. And people were just like in awe. Because traffic was backed up. People are looking like, oh, my God, listen to that woman. You know, but what do you do? What do you do? Except you try to make sure that your kid's protected.
Yeah.
Or somebody else's, you know, because there's a lot of parents that just let their kids wander and no parental are anywhere around half the time anymore. But, yeah, even though it's illegal here, they do it. Like, you would not believe. Oh, boy. You know, if you make that journey at the time frame that might, you know, be feasible for you, you know, and the wedding thing. If you were here, you'd actually see it. You could sit right outside and watch it. I've done it and just like, okay. I mean, they'll do it right up to the stoplight. And I always think they're going to high throttle it. You know what I mean? They're hitting it. They zoom up towards the light because they figure by the time they get there, the light's going to change. And I sit there and I think, you know, one guy that went to do that, actually a car had went to merge into the other lane, and the guy couldn't stop fast enough and hit the guy's window, back window, and everything fell off the car onto the road. And I'm saying that like, what the hell? You know, no helmet, no nothing. Well, why? We don't have a helmet law here, but you know, if you're going to ride like that, it needs to be a little bit more in gear.
It should be a choice.
Yeah.
Be a choice.
Well, yeah, exactly. And like I said, here, you don't need it. But for someone that's going to ride like that, yeah, they should make it their own choice to make sure they're well protected in gear if they're going to ride like that. And rear-ending someone, you know what I mean? And then get up and like, wow, what the hell just happened?
This is
crazy.
This, well, what do you think?
Do you think about wearing a DOT-compliant motorcycle helmet? You may think that having to wear one takes away your freedoms. You may think that they aren't as cool as novelty helmets. You can think whatever you want. The problem is, if you're involved in a crash without a DOT-compliant helmet, you may never think again.
Have you seen the DOT helmets? I have.
Yeah. Well, they're not certified by the DOT. They're certified by the manufacturer.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're certified.
Know.
You know, it's like, let's see. Yeah, here's one. Just listen to this one. This is funny.
Okay.
This guy's in Vegas. He's gets run into by a captain from the police. Yeah, listen how this guy turns around on him. This guy happened to be riding his bike with a helmet.
Yeah. No, he wasn't. He was way up there. If getting this on film? Because I am.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I got your brake lights and I got the car clear up there.
Yeah, because I wasn't sure you saw me. You were coming in.
Yeah, because you're clear over on the white line.
Right.
Yeah,
for my safety.
Your brake lights on.
Right, you understand that, right? For my safety, so.
No, you stay up with traffic. That's what the thing is.
I
need you to hit your brakes right when somebody's behind you.
What?
Jesus Christ, you know that's against the law.
I wasn't aware that you were that close to me, sir.
I wasn't. I can't stop that goddamn fast when you hit your brakes.
Okay. Understand.
What do we need?
Can we do?
What can we do?
Yeah.
I can write you a shitload of tickets.
How can I avoid that?
But just next time, just drive.
Yes,
normal.
Sir.
Normal.
Yes, sir.
Just drive normal.
Yes, sir.
We good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Problems.
No problem. Thank you.
Okay, have a nice night.
Remember, kids, keep them cameras rolling.
Yep. As Rawhide. Rolling, rolling, rolling.
Yeah, that guy actually got a week off paid.
Wow.
Yep.
Amazing things can happen if it's done right.
But the other thing here is, even though California has repeated attempts to repeal its California motorcycle helmet law and substituted with a lesser version requiring those under 18 to wear a United States Department of Transportation flying helmet that have failed in the state legislature, there is no such thing as they don't certify the helmets. Department of Transportation doesn't certify them.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't certify the helmets.
Nope.
And that's not just motorcycles, that's for bicycles as well. There's they had a big thing to do about that. You know, how do you know you're safe? Your kids are safe, or, you know, if you decide to wear a helmet, guess what? Yeah, did you see, like, what the percentage is and what it actually does protect? It's crazy.
Yeah, well, you know, they say California's broke in motorcycle safety grants. The California Highway Patrol will implement a 12-month traffic safety grant to reduce motorcycle-involved collisions on popular roadways and mountain range areas. This goes against the law from January 1st, where they will do no more motorcycle profiling.
Right. I don't know. They don't do profiling in my town. I don't care. These guys can open it up to E down my street. They don't even stop them.
Well, they have this thing now. It's called lane splitting guidelines. And number one is travel at a speed that is no more than 10 miles an hour faster than other traffic. Danger increases at higher speeds. It is not advisable to lane split when traffic flows at 30 miles an hour or faster. Typically, it's more desirable to split between one and two lanes than between other lanes. Consider your total environment in which you are splitting, including the width of the lanes, size of the surrounding vehicles, as well as the roadway, weather, and lighting conditions. And last but not least, be alert and anticipate possible movements by other road users. Kind of hard.
Yeah.
They're either talking on the phone, or they're eating, or shaving, or reading. I seen a guy today reading. Had the book on the steering wheel while he was driving.
You know, I've seen a lot, and it amazes me. It amazes me. How do people focus? They can't.
Yeah.
But then when something happened, it was that other person's fault. Nobody wants to take the blame for their own action.
Yeah, or I didn't see him. That's the first words
mm-hmm.
I ever I didn't see him.
sorry, how can you not see a tree or a street pole or, you know, a semi? I'm sorry. Is it not big enough? You know? I wonder how long before the laws got really ridiculous for motorcycles.
Oh, there's a money machine. We got a guy here in town. He started writing helmet tickets again.
Oh, God.
He grabbed two or three people, give them a ticket. As soon as he seen somebody going the other way, he'd go back and chase them down, do the same thing.
Do they not have anything better to do, or do they have to make a quota?
No, it's not a... They say there's no quota, but I sent them up. I'm a service request. And yeah, here, I'll tell you exactly what it says.
No, you have that right to do that, correct?
It's the Public Records Act. It's Government Code 6250-6276.48. In accordance with the California Public Records Act, I hereby request the following. Now, this is what you write and send to the police station. Towns Police. The number of citations notice to appear written during the calendar year 2012 for violations of CVC 27803 Motorcycle Helmet Law. The number of citations notice to correct written during the calendar year for 2012 for violations of the CVC 28803 Motorcycle Helmet Law. The number of citations notice to appear correct written during the calendar year for violations of CVC 27802 Motorcycle Helmet Retailer Law. A motorcycle helmet manufacturer recall notice is on file at the department regarding the recall motorcycle helmets had been previously offered for sale by retailers. Any laboratory test results on file which indicate non-compliance with FMVSS standards for any motorcycle helmets worn by consumers. The number of alleged motorcycle helmet violations that were written as a notice to appear and were subsequently amended to notice to correct in accordance with Civil Vehicle Code 40303.5. Any documents explaining policy for determining the legal status of a motorcycle helmet, correctable nature of the helmet violations, probable cause for helmet citation, if any changes were made to any policy sections during the calendar year 2011 or 2012, please note which changes were made. I'm requesting the above information under the authority of the California Public Records Act. Government Code Section 6250-6276.48. And I understand costs are limited to actual cost of copying and duplication. If there is a charge for this information, please advise me of that cost. Please respond within 10 business days after receipt of this request. Thank you. Your name, address, city, and state.
Now, you can do that in any state, correct? Not just in the state of California?
Right.
Okay. And the only reason why I'm asking is because there may be someone out there that doesn't know.
And the hits just keep on coming.
Did you realize tomorrow is our first day of spring?
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be 25 degrees here.
Oh.
Last year it was 77.
Yeah.
I think Mother Nature needs to get her hot flashes on.
Yeah. No, they're jacking with this thing again. They're going to be in her. I just left the chat room. Hold on a second. Hello, Eunice.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, Eunice.
Hey, guys.
They're jacking. It took 10 minutes to get into the show, and they were jacking.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Server, and then the server company says they're having a problem with the power, and so I can see who's doing what once I get in there.
Wow.
Well, I'm still waiting for a day when you can sit there and say you know exactly where we're, what part of our homes we're in, what we're wearing, and then some.
Oh, God, they got a big surprise because I got nothing on. Didn't hear my niggy-niggy.
Doing your what?
That's okay. Here is too cold.
Well, it's not too cold down here, but...
Yeah, I know.
You don't walk around with the blinds open, too, do you?
Of course I do.
Me? Oh, I do. I could care less. I've done it in broad daylight at nighttime. I don't care.
I mean, I never have heart attacks again, but, you know, they probably run away through the window. Oh, my God, look at that woman. They're hanging down to her knees.
Well, that's when you have to go to Victoria's Secret, because they have the secret.
Oh, yeah, they have the secret, all right. I remember when I joined the women's Y, and my husband, well, actually it was a men's Y, but they had women in there.
Yeah, and when they made that co-ed, I remember
right.
YMCA.
So they said, my husband says, no, Eunice, just go swimming and everything, you know, take your shower in there. So I go, and I take my shower, and I'm watching these, I was probably about 40, 42, 43 at the time. I'm looking at these women. They had wrinkles in their ass so bad they were hanging down. Their tits were down to their knees. I said, what are you, crazy? I'll come home and take my shower. You know, it scared the hell out of me.
Wow.
Guess what? I'm there. You know, I'm there. Well, I'm not
I
that
don't
bad,
even think when I hit your age. Well, no. I don't
well, I'm not that yet. Bad, but, you know, I'm not that crazy.
I wasn't meaning that you were. I just, you know. Now, if you would have gotten implants when you were younger, they would not be sagging today.
Well, you know, what can I say? You always think you've got the greatest figure in the world until you really open your eyes and take
yeah,
a walk.
Or somebody else tells you.
No, your husband keeps telling you, you're beautiful, you're beautiful. You know,
yeah.
I got to tell you this story. They had to take me to the hospital St. Patrick's Day again. Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. You know, it's just getting old. So anyways, we go up to the hospital. We go in the emergency room. And there were these two young girls fooling around in the emergency room, you know, kind of hitting each other. And
yeah.
Laughing and giggling and... One had to be about 16, probably the other one was like 18. And I'm not, please don't misunderstand me. They were black, okay? So we just thought they were kids sitting there. So then Scott, who I know is the male nurse at the, you know, at the window, he takes you in, takes your blood pressure and all that stuff.
Right.
So he calls the young girl, the younger of the two, up to the window, and he says, you know, we don't know how your husband's going to make it. He had just been stabbed, you know, earlier.
Oh, my God.
And the cops were coming in and out, you know. And it just amazed me that they're sitting there giggling and laughing and hitting each other, you know, like typical teenagers, I guess. And here her husband's in there fighting for his life, you know.
Wow.
I just don't know what this world is coming to. You know,
well,
life to people means nothing.
No.
Nothing.
No. Nobody has the values anymore of what we knew it to be.
I mean, how sad. I sat there and I'm saying to myself, is that what a life means to somebody here, her husband? Because
yeah.
I asked him when I got in there, that's her husband that you're talking about? And he says, yeah. He says, isn't that sad? How sad has this world come to when they can sit there and laugh and fool around? And maybe that's their way of dealing with, you know, tragedy. But, I mean, God. I just,
wow.
People just don't have value on life anymore. Us older generations do because we fight for it. You know, we don't want to die,
yeah.
You know. Who wants to die? But I remember my son saying to me at one time, they'll kill you over a pair of tennis, Ma.
Yep.
Because they have no value of life.
Nope.
Yep.
So sad what this world is coming to.
They'll stab you for anything now.
Pardon?
They'll stab you for a sandwich.
Yep. I mean, it's just, you know, like my blood pressure was real low. We had a whole bunch of people for St. Patty's Day, you know, and I was kind of just, wow, kind of out of it. And I hadn't even had a drink. And my neighbor upstairs went up and got her blood pressure and machine. It was like 91 over 50. You know,
wow.
Which wasn't too good, you know. And they still can't figure out what the hell it is. So I've been kind of dormant for the last couple of days, you know, just kind of, you know, trying not to do too much. I think we'll be heading back to North sooner than what I wanted to, but that's where all the good doctors are, so, you know, this is too bad.
Well, what did you say it was?
You know, they said it's a combination of things. I think I might be over-medicated and, you know, which I know I'm not because I'm very, very careful with my medication. But, just don't know. Maybe it's the stress of my husband.
Come on.
No, I know it's not. I'm trying to make a joke there. Phil,
yeah.
Get with it. Get with it.
Yeah, no, these guys just everything, and it's hard to do what you want to do when they're playing games on you.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
How many times are they going to do this?
I don't know.
They
were jacking in with our friend the other day, too.
Really?
Yeah, he was having
Not
trouble.
Right.
Yeah, he couldn't get in his chat room.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
That was last week.
I don't even mess with that chat room anymore.
I mean, that's unbelievable. You know, you would think because of the quality of listeners that they have, because of these shows, that they'd be happy, you know?
Yeah.
No. They can't be happy because people should have a right to know, but they don't want people to know.
Well, I got, I got some, I got something to make you guys happy. You gotta listen to this now, okay? It's been a while
okay.
since I did this one, but you'll enjoy it. This one's called the Pocket Taser Stun Gun.
Oh, God.
For the wife. The guy who purchased his lovely wife a pocket taser for their anniversary admitted this. Last weekend, I saw something at Larry's Pistol and Pawn Shop that was sparked my interest. The occasion was our 15th anniversary, and I was looking for a little something extra for my wife, Julie. What I came across was a 100,000-volt pocket-sized, purse-sized taser. The effects of the taser were supposed to be short-lived, with no long-term adverse effect on your assailant, allowing our adequate time to retreat to safety. Way too cool. Long story short, I bought the device and brought it home. I loaded two AAA batteries in the darn thing and pushed the button. Nothing. I was disappointed. I learned, however, that if I pushed the button and pressed it against a metal surface at the same time, I get the blue arc of electricity darting back and forth between the prongs. Awesome. Unfortunately, I get to explain to Julie what that burn spot on the face of her microwave is. Okay, so I was home alone with this new toy, thinking to myself that it couldn't be all that bad with only two AAA batteries, right? I sat in my recliner with my cat Gracie looking on intently, trusting little soul, while I was reading the directions and thinking that I really needed to try this thing out on a flesh and blood moving target. I must admit I thought about zapping Gracie for a fraction of a second, and then I thought better of it. She's such a sweet cat, but if I'm going to give this thing to my wife to protect herself against a mugger, I didn't want some assurance that it would work as advertised. Was I wrong? So there I sat in a pair of shorts and a tank top with my reading glasses perched delicately on the bridge of my nose. Directions in one hand, taser in the other. Directions said, in 1 second burst, shock and disorient your assailant. A 2 second burst was supposed to cause muscle spasms and a major loss of body control. And a 3 second burst would purportedly make the assailant flop on the ground like a shot of water. Any burst longer than 3 seconds would be wasting the batteries. So all the while, I'm looking at this little device, measuring 5 inches long, less than 2 inches in circumference, loaded with two itsy-bitsy AAA batteries. Really, and thinking to myself, no possible way. What happened next is almost beyond description, but I'll do my best. I'm sitting there alone, Gracie looking out with her head cocked to one side to say, don't do it, stupid. Reasoning that 1 second burst from such a tiny old thing couldn't hurt all that bad, I decided to give myself a 1 second burst just for the heck of it. I trudged the prongs to my naked thigh, pushed the button, and holy mother of God, weapons of mass destruction. What the fuck? Pretty sure Hulk Hogan ran through the side door, picked me up in the recliner, then body slammed us both on the carpet over and over again. I vaguely recall waking up on my side in the fetal position with tears in my eyes, blood soaking my both nipples on fire, my left arm tucked under my body in the oddest position, tingling in my legs. The cat was making meowing sounds I had never heard before, clinging to a picture frame hanging above the fireplace, obviously in an attempt to avoid getting slammed by my body flopping all over the living room. Note, if you ever feel compelled to mug yourself with a taser, one note of caution. There's no such thing as a 1 second burst when you zap yourself. Will not let go of that taser dislodge from your hand by violent thrashing about on the floor. A 3 second burst will be conservative. A minute or so later, I can't be sure as the time was a relative thing at that point. I collected my wits, what little I had left, sat up and surveyed my landscape. My bent reading glasses were on the mantel of the fireplace. The recliner was upside down, about 8 feet or so from where it was originally was. My triceps, right thigh, and both nipples were still twitching. My face felt like I had been shot up with Novocaine, and my bottom lip weighed 88 pounds. I had no control over drooling. Apparently, I crapped in my shit in my shorts. I was too numb to know for sure, but my sense of smell was gone. I saw a faint smoke cloud above my head, which I believe came from my hair. Even though I'm still looking for my testicles and offering a significant reward for a safe return, P.S., my wife can't stop laughing about my experience. She loved the gift, and now allegory threatens me with it. So if you think education is difficult, try being stupid.
I love that.
Oh, my God.
You know, if that was me, I would be laughing so hard.
I wonder if I should threaten my husband with one.
I don't know. I had a friend of mine who bought one and asked me if I'd tase him just so he knew what it felt like.
Oh, Jesus.
That's called no time to do it. That's called just too much time on your hands.
He might have known if it worked. You know, and you know, I didn't care. Okay. Don't ask me to do something.
We had a condo association meeting Saturday. And we got rid of the board. And now I'm the treasurer. How the hell that happened, I'll never know.
I think just because you don't tell people what you really think.
Jesus Christ. How I get myself into these problems. It's very easy. You know. I think we swallowed a can of worms. They had their lawyer there.
Mm-hmm.
Who I told he was illegally there.
Right.
And he only charged $250 an hour.
Wow.
Wow.
I told him he was illegally hired. You know.
Who let him in?
Huh?
Who let him in?
The past president had him come.
Mm-hmm.
So, it
Are
was
they
kind
friends?
Of a, huh?
Friends?
Past
Homeboy
friend.
Network?
No, no, he's from Tampa, I think.
Yeah.
So I'm sure we included his traveling expenses, too. But, we'll see. Oh, God, I don't know. I wish I felt better, you know?
Yeah.
It's scary when you don't know what the hell's going on with your body.
No. Yeah, I had when I was stationed in Camp Lejeune in the 80s.
Yeah.
Listen to this. I got an update from the VA. It's a healthcare update with 15 conditions. And it says, did you serve on active duty in the Marine Corps or United States Marine Corps base at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina from the January 1st, 1956 to December 31st, 1987? You may have been exposed to drinking water contaminated to industrial solvents, benzene, and other chemicals.
Oh, Jesus.
So they came up with an act of 2012, but it's Honoring America's Veterans and Caring for Camp Lejeune Families Act of 2012 by the VA authority to treat veterans who served at Camp Pendleton for not less than 30 days during the covered period. These veterans are eligible for enrolling in priority group 6 or higher and cost-free care. Care for any of the following illnesses or conditions. Now listen to this. Bladder cancer, carriage, breast cancer, myoma, esophageal cancer, myoplastic syndromes, female infertility, neural behavior effects, hepatic cytosis, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, kidney cancer, renal toxicity, leukemia or scleroderma, and lung cancer.
Well, that was a nice letter to send you, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I already made my appointment at the VA.
Wow.
Veterans and the guys who are already enrolled can contact their local VA to receive care under the new law. Veterans who are not enrolled should apply for VA health care benefits by completing a VA Form 1010-EZ, which is not easy to fill out. And then you got to submit it online. Or in person at the local VA medical care facility to find the location of the nearest VA facility, use the facility locator, which it's all on the blog and all the links. So all the links are blue, so if you click on that, it'll take you to where you need to go. But certain family members who resided in Cambridge and were eligible for health care once Congress appropriates funds to VA if final regulations are published. How are they going to do that with six? So people are going to die because of this shit.
Yeah. Right. They did a lot of testing. A lot of people didn't even know about that they were testing, you know.
No. No, nobody knew. You know, back in the late 80s, they were talking about giving, and then and 10 years later, they started doing it. And those chips came in what, Nora?
What?
The chips. What vaccine was that they put the chips in?
Oh, H1N1.
Yeah.
Are you sleeping on us?
No. Like I said, in regards to Phil, even if you want to double check on it, you can go on to YouTube, and it states how the H1N1 or how the chip is going to be going through the H1N1 vaccine. It's crazy. Wow. I've never seen anything more ridiculous than that. It's going to be smaller than like a grain of rice. But it's going to hold it'll hold like all your information, your medical, financial, everything. Everything about you will be in that chip.
Well, there's not too much we can do to stop it, right?
No.
Well, I don't know if you can refuse the H1N1. I really don't know. I've been trying to come across information in regards to that. What I've been seeing so far is because it's all going to stem next year when the insurance companies merge, you know, and become everything will become Obamacare. Now, what a lot of people don't understand with the Obamacare information or with the insurance is, Eunice, for example, you have you and your husband in your home. And say if you took your son in your home, okay, and say one of his friends, okay, when the Obamacare takes precedence, you know, over the insurance, because that's what it'll be, there before, like if you got private carried insurance, they only go by, you know, who you're employed through. And if you have a spouse or a significant other or children, you know, they're going to be on the policy with that person that is getting the insurance through their work, okay? With the Obamacare, it not only goes by who you have through your private carrier, which will be automatically merged to the Obamacare insurance, whoever you have in your household, it doesn't matter if they're related or not. They want to know all financial aspect of everyone in your home. Everyone. Because it affects each individual person by the income, the gross income of the home. It doesn't matter if you're with the person, if you're not with the person, if you're related or not related. It all stems on income coming into that address. That's crazy.
Of course it is. Because we never have that anyways.
No, but I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, no, I realize that.
That's how they're going to do this. So say if you don't have a private carrier insurance or you don't have state insurance, okay, they give you, you'll be fined $400-something for the first year, starting next year if you don't have any kind of insurance, okay? Now, the following year, it'll be $900-something, but instead of you paying that out of pocket, they're going to be taking that out of your income tax return automatically. So for what we do have now, we appreciate it the best that we can, because as of next year, it's going to be a whole different ballgame.
Wow. My baby sitting right in front of me going, what do you want, Patrick? Got into my bed last night and started scratching. You know, the
your dog's name is Patrick?
Yes.
Okay.
I know somebody that had a dog named Bob.
Did I ever tell you how he inherited the name Patrick?
Maybe it was born St. Patty's Day.
No. I wanted a dog and my husband didn't, so I got him when he was probably about 3 months old. And Shih Tzus are very small dogs. So I brought him home, and he was mostly white with just a tinge of beige. And when my husband came home, he said, oh, he babysat. And I says, no. I says, hold him. So naturally, he held him, put him up near his cheek, and he started licking his face and, you know, snuggling his head into his shoulder and everything. And he said to me, oh, what is his name? And I says, Patrick, because I knew that was the only way I was going to get him in the house, to give him an Irish name.
Wow.
So, 8 years later, he'll be 8 years old this month. But he's spoiled rotten.
Of course, yeah. It's like having
our own baby. You know, the child we never had. So... And Paul can go out the door down here, and he'll sit at that door until he comes home, waiting for him. Won't move.
Mm-hmm.
Vice versa, you know.
Right.
Patrick, what is it? What do you want? What do you want? Go wake up Daddy.
Yeah.
Go ahead, go wake up Daddy. You want to say hello to Phil? No? I didn't think you did.
Well,
guys, I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
We got a better call in.
Well, stay healthy.
Stay healthy.
I will. And I'll talk to you guys Thursday night.
Okay.
All right. Good night, guys.
All right.
Good night.
Later.
Good night. Yeah, bye-bye.
All right, I'm going to let Charlie Bader take us out with a little ride. And I'll see everybody Thursday.
Okay, good night.